Andrew, I appreciate you getting back with me. I want to talk a little bit about the organization you represent and drones. Are they a threat to your organization?
Well, they could be. It all depends really on the regulations surrounding them. Just a little bit about our organization. We represent small businesses that use aircraft to treat crops. Aerial applicators, crop dusters is what we're known as. And about 18 to 19% of all crop protection products that are applied to commercial cropland are done by air and then by aircraft, by our members. And we also do mosquito abatement work for disease-carrying mosquitoes and by air, and forestry work as well, forest fire work, etc. And, you know, we're flying, making applications very low to the ground. Application to croplands about 10 to 20 feet off the ground, depending on what type of aircraft you're using, or if you're using seed or fertilizer. And some of these UAVs or unmanned aircraft vehicles or UASs or drones are going to be used for supposedly crop sensing. Farmers will be using for crop sensing to monitor their crops, but we'll be sharing the same airspace in many cases when they're being used for rural purposes. And that's really the concern, is that we are able to identify their locations and to see them, because the primary safety principle in aviation is to sense and avoid, right? You want to sense and avoid any objects. And the closer you are to ground, the less reaction time you have. So if the FAA does not implement rules that require, say, things like strobe lights on these UAVs, or some sort of tracking system. There's a tracking system called almost like a radar. It's called ADS-B out, where if the UAV was equipped with it, and we're equipped with that technology as well, we would know its location, or know that there's an object near the plane. That way we could then look outside and look for a strobe light. These are two things right now that the FAA is not requiring for UAVs, which makes them a concern to us. And there's also a concern that the requirements to operate them aren't very rigorous. And we think that you need to know a little bit about aviation. You need to probably have a private pilot's license to operate a UAV, and you have to have show knowledge and skill that you can operate them. These are things that the FAA's proposal does not require. So we're a little concerned about, again, not being able to see them, not being able to identify their whereabouts, and that they might not be operated in the most professional way, at a level that's required of pilots of manned aircraft.
Andrew, has the National Ag Aviators weighed in on the drone regulation discussion?
Oh, yes. We've been very active in directly sending correspondence to Administrator Huerta, the head of the FAA, to the FAA's Unmanned Aircraft Systems Integration Office. We've also sent numerous comments to Capitol Hill, members of Congress that have jurisdiction over both the aviation subcommittees on both the House and Senate, and we will definitely be submitting our comments on this rule that the FAA is proposing now on UAVs.
Andrew, are there other challenges facing ag aviators today?
Well, there's other obstacles. You know, we're flying 10 to 20 feet off the ground, so one of the other issues that we've been kind of trying to get the FAA to be more active on is requiring marking of towers. Oftentimes, towers over 200 feet are marked, are required to be marked, or they're required to go through, FAA is required to observe towers and determine whether there's a hazard or no hazard. determination for on their safety for aviation if they're over 200 feet, but they don't do that for towers under 200 feet. And we've seen a lot of towers go up, whether they're communication towers or meteorological evaluation towers that are used by the wind energy industry to determine whether an area is ripe for windmills for the harvesting of wind energy. They put these towers up sometimes literally overnight, but they're not marked. You've probably seen in areas where you see a marked tower, it's got aviation orange and white stripes from the ground to the top, and it has lights, and it probably will have a fluorescent cable ball on them on the wires that connect the tower to the ground, or cable sleeves, fluorescent cable sleeves on the guy wires. Those are the types of towers that we like. We can see those, or they're registered within a database, so we know what their coordinates are, so we can program that into our GPS, so we know to look out for something. But there's no rules, and we're trying to get the FAA to implement rules that these towers be marked, that they be lit, that there be a database so that we know where they are. Because the National Transportation Safety Board has also recommended this to the FAA, but unfortunately the FAA hasn't acted yet, and this is another issue in which we're pushing Congress to address and the FAA. So yeah, these are some of the low-level safety concerns we come across as aerial applicators.
Wanted to ask, as folks are driving around the countryside and they may see an ag aviator at work, what do you hope those folks will keep in mind as they see that activity taking place in the rural countryside?
Well, I hope they appreciate them. These guys, they're very professional pilots. They are flying very low to the ground. There's probably only one more challenging aviation profession, and that's military pilots compared to agricultural pilots, flying low to the ground, making many turns a day. And I hope they appreciate what our aerial applicators are doing. They're taking account of our food needs. They're helping farmers provide food, fiber, and biofuel for a population that obviously of 7 billion people that require all of that. So I hope they appreciate that and appreciate that they're very conscientious in the work they do. If you see an aerial applicator, by all means observe him, but observe him from a safe distance, because he won't be able to treat a field if there's people around. So by all means observe, but make sure that you do it at a distance that allows him to do his job, and know that he's doing it in the most professional way. He's making sure the wind conditions are right. He's using the proper technology to make sure the product that he's putting out goes exactly where it's supposed to go and nowhere else. But those products are very important to feed a hungry world and clothe people and produce many of our fuel needs.